And welcome to our show, Geeks Riot Podcasts, where we talk about video games, movies, TV, comic books, technology, and TLDR, the Internet of Things. This week, we have Anthony.
Hi.
And Sarah.
Hi.
And Anna.
That's me.
And we have Bill.
Hi.
Hi, Bill.
Hello. I'm excited.
And what do we do on this podcast? Well, did you already say that?
Yes.
Okay. I guess, did you say the Patreon stuff yet?
Nope.
Okay.
Go ahead.
What about the contact information? Did you say that yet?
No, didn't
okay,
say
we'll either. Start off with that. So you can contact us at geeksarewired@gmail.com or you can call us at 801-896-4335. The 4335 spells geek if you want to dial it that way. Or you can donate to us on Patreon at patreon.com/geeksarewired. Is that right?
Yes.
Okay. I can't ever remember this for some reason.
It's very difficult.
And you have multiple tiers. The first one, I'll let you do this one because I can never remember this part.
Well, the first one is support, and you also...
Just support?
You're able to get into the Discord chat. There's another one where you'll get that, and you get access to the podcast early.
Ooh.
And then you also get great levels. And
we have the great.
Great.
Greater. We have the greater and the greatest.
And we do have a great. Dave is great.
Is Dave still great?
Dave's still great.
Okay, cool.
Always.
You can be greater, greatest. We still need a greatest.
The greatest. Around.
Yes.
Nothing's ever going to bring you down.
All right. So, what's up?
So, there's a really cool Indiegogo.
Is there?
Yeah. So, you know your e-readers?
Yeah.
Imagine that as your cell phone.
I'd be okay with that.
You get 20 hours of talk, 400 hours standby.
One sec, I gotta do the math on that.
What's an Indiegogo? I have no idea.
It's Kickstarter, but another website.
Oh.
You said 400, right?
400 hours.
I should probably put all my devices on silent.
Yeah.
That would be... Wait. 400 hours? that's 16.66 days.
But that's also like you setting your phone down and never touching it.
Yeah.
That's not realistic. But there's the 20 hours of talk and reading. So a consistent...
I'm surprised you can't get more than that.
I was slightly surprised. Maybe it's because with the pixels changing so much.
Oh, I guess. It's probably... I wonder how they would do... Is it running Android?
Yes, 8.1.
Wait, so it's a phone?
It's a phone. And so imagine your Kindle reader or Nook or whatever, the e-ink, the black and white, or shades of gray.
Does it have 50, or does it have more?
49, not quite the 50.
49? Oh.
The Dollar Tree version.
Yes. It has. It's still, even for the e-ink, it still has decent quality. It can support two SIM cards, or one SIM card, and...
Ooh, dual SIM.
Yeah, and an SD card.
So you can either do two SIM cards or one SIM card in it and one SD. You can't have an SD card in there if you do dual SIM.
Correct.
Okay.
You can't have everything, Anthony.
There's ways around it on phones, but it usually requires sanding down your SIM card and your SD card.
Easy. Oh.
And sometimes they don't work quite as good as you would think.
Wait, do you have to sand down both?
Yes, because you have to fit them both.
That's
there's ways
scary.
To do
I would do, I would be okay with doing the SD card, but
not quite the SIM card.
No, because you mess up once and you'll just be like, "Hey, I lost it," and be like, okay. We'll get you another one. Do that a second time, they start to question.
Oh. Don't be so shady.
I would. I'm not being shady.
The only reason I would buy one of those if they could like insert the smell of a book, because I don't like reading off e-readers because of that. I like to smell my books.
Do you like new book smell or old book smell?
I like the Chinese lead paint.
Okay.
Smell. Yes.
You like the lead pull. The what?
The Chinese lead paint smell.
Oh.
It's like also when you open up cards.
So that you have a
sweet. I know what you're talking about.
Yeah.
So you have a sweet taste.
Oh, yeah.
Or
you
sweet
lick
smell.
The page too?
No, but.
I plead the fifth.
I can just imagine.
Take out my magic card, just lick them.
That's funny.
Okay.
On that note.
Oh, it's USB-C.
Yes. So that's the other thing. You can charge USB-C, 5.2 inch.
2 gigs of RAM doesn't seem like a lot for an Android phone.
Okay, so it doesn't seem like a lot, but you're not having to deal with high color processes.
Well, that depends. Are they actually turning them off, or are they just getting converted to grayscale?
With e-ink, I'm assuming they're turning it off.
Oh, you would assume so.
It's just a flip.
Oh, wait, what? So you can have it on and off?
Okay, so, no, like, okay, the colors on e-ink, the black, I forget which one it is, but either the blacks are off, so which means there's no power going through it.
It's not. No, so
with
e-ink, it doesn't matter.
Oh, yeah.
Because once you draw the screen once, the power can go off. It'll display that image forever until it gets more information.
Yes.
Nice.
So then that's why the constant changing of the screen.
What I was.
Where the battery.
So the constant changing it just depends on how they do this. If they can adjust the refresh rates to do that just fine, sure. Then I could see this working out well, but. But if they're just trying to get this out to market as fast as they can, I could easily see them just being like, "Hey, use this display. It's gonna get shown color, but it will just display it in black and white because that's what e-ink is." I forgot a step. Okay,
but wait,
we're silent now. yeah. So if they tweak down the refresh rate to where it's only refreshed on demand instead of constantly, because the OS, I don't think is designed for e-ink, is it? Because I think all the other e-ink tablets, they exist, but...
They have their own operating system?
Well, no, they're Android, but... So I don't know if Android has that built in, or if they put in a thing that will, basically compares images if they've changed, send out updates or something like that. I don't know how they work. I'm kind of ignorant on it, but...
So it's constantly e-ink, though, right? Not like you... Okay.
Yeah, that's just what... there's OLED... This is just,
yeah.
That's just how
it works. So, my perfect phone would be.
Let's hear it.
Would be your normal LCD screen, but then have the e-ink overlaid on top of it. So that you could have the e-ink if you need it or want it, and then use the LCD underneath it on the times that you do need it.
Why not OLED?
I just meant full color display.
Yeah. See, that's the thing. So, most modern phones are OLED.
Not
this one.
Not my iPhone.
Most. The good ones.
You shut your mouth.
So the blacks on your phone, where mine is locked, but it's showing, the black is, there is no power going through those.
And there's also no light.
Mm-hmm.
Because each LCD pixel produces its own light instead of...
LED.
Yeah.
LCD.
LED pixel, each LED pixel, just each pixel produces its own light instead of a backlight being forced through it.
Yeah.
Which is how LCDs worked.
That's what's special about this one, right? Is just the lighting.
Well, sort of. Does this have its own backlighting? Because if it does not, that would be bad.
So that's something else I was trying to actually hunt down before you guys brought that up.
Yeah, because on my Kindle, I had to have a light.
Mm, you had to have the Kindle light version to get that one. Because they still sell the
I also found
light.
Mine.
Yeah, I had a light that clipped on it.
Yeah.
I found mine in a box downstairs this week. I was really excited to find that again.
Because it was saying something about a blue light that it has.
No, it's saying that there is no blue light.
Yeah, no blue light.
No blue
light.
Which is what makes you can't sleep, right?
Yes.
That's why you're not supposed to sleep with your phone next to you.
The hormones.
The hormones?
Well.
Yeah, the hormones. I can't say words, okay?
Adjustable soft light. It has a built-in adjustable soft light, make it easier to read your phone even in dark.
Nice.
So yes, there is a backlight that it's like the Kindle lights, not the clip-on ones. The brand. Or no, paper white. That's the brand.
The paper white.
Paper white.
White. Yes.
The not the brand, the model.
That too.
All right.
Semantics.
I still have an old Kindle, one that I have to have a separate light on my case.
Mine was a book, it was a journal book thing that it clipped to the side of the Kindle, and then there's a cover flap on it, and then there was a light that extended out the top of it. It was really cool.
Fancy.
Yeah, that's basically mine. Mine is just kind of a case.
The only reason why I bought the Paperwhite was because I couldn't find that one, and then I found that one like a week ago.
And the battery,
it will not charge.
The battery on it like so it lights up on. The actual light that's on the case.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's what mine does too.
I just taped a flashlight on mine. It all works. I didn't do that.
Whatever works. But yeah, this is cool. I'm probably not going to get it, but I'd be intrigued.
So it's supposed to.
Are you going
to
buy it?
Thinking about it. Yes. So it ships in August.
$300 not too bad.
Yeah. If you get into it early, otherwise it's $350.
That's still not bad for a phone.
No.
Just in time. Is it going to be 5G? Birthday.
Nice.
I don't think it said. No, it does not say. So probably just 4G, but it does have an octa-core processor.
It's got an octopus processor?
Yes.
Okay.
I said octa-core, though.
I know.
Okay.
I know exactly what you said.
I'm glad.
You know why it's
not that I said it wrong.
No.
What's up?
You did say it wrong. I don't know.
You didn't say it wrong.
Why is it? Why is it octopus?
He's trying to be funny.
Yeah.
I know. That's what I'm trying. I'm pulling the joke back in. Come on.
There is no joke now. You ruined it.
Fine.
It's gone.
You have to explain it. It's not funny.
I'm confused.
Because octopus, eight cores. They're called octopuses because they have eight arms.
Arms?
Arms. It's also an ARM processor.
It's not an ARM processor.
Yeah, it is.
It's a Helio processor.
I'm pretty sure that's ARM. Like ARM architecture? That's a picture. Yeah, you're gonna have to look
it is
up.
A picture. I was very disappointed at that. Oh, well.
Lost effect trying to highlight it.
You know, all this Googling and quietness.
That's fine.
MediaTek. I don't know who Helio. I don't think it's ARM. Oh.
I'm pretty sure it's ARM.
They're comparing all the...
What is an ARM?
It's just a architecture.
Brand name.
CPU architecture.
Mm. Fine.
So, in most of your desktop computers, they're called x86. They're 64-bit, but that's their architecture type.
Okay.
And with phones, it's ARM. That's about as technical.
What does it stand for?
It's just the company, I think.
Yeah, I thought ARM was just because they make the Snapdragon.
Well, it all makes sense now.
Yes, there's a lot.
Well,
of
I don't know if they make them. I think these are other companies who make them. ARM is just the architecture type, the instruction set.
Oh. Sarah, it's okay. I have no idea what they're talking about either.
It's fine. I'm pretty.
There's always Qualcomm.
Qualcomm?
Qualcomm. They make chips too.
Yeah?
Charge your phone.
So does Broadcom. Sorry, CA. CA bought Broadcom. Actually, Broadcom bought CA, so never mind. Hey, my joke does not work at all.
I don't know. All I heard was chips, and I started thinking about Pringles.
Ah.
Or chocolate chips.
Because it's a really good cookie place in Idaho Falls.
You didn't tell me that an hour ago? I could have brought us all cookies.
Has anybody gone to the cookie place in town?
Mm-mm.
No, I've wanted to, but I'm not sure. After the one in Idaho Falls. It's lots of sugar. I know, we totally just like sidetracked.
Sorry.
Hey, this is what this podcast is about.
Yes.
About all cookies.
We talk about segues. What we want.
Yes, exactly, cookies. Oh,
no,
there's
chips.
Also computer cookies.
I thought we were talking about chips.
Chips.
Well, it went to
and then chocolate chips in the cookies and then cookies on the computer. Mm-hmm. Because
we're back to computers.
Nice.
Yay. We did it.
The other thing is I don't think I have any computer. Hey, but I could do this.
What's that?
Skyrim.
What about it?
It's coming out on another platform.
Let me guess.
Do you know what Skyrim is?
Yes, I know.
Google
Skyrim.
Home?
No, it already came on Google. No.
It only came out on the Madame.
The Echo.
I guess we can call it the Echo.
Oh, yeah, that's
well.
The third rule. Never say Amazon's assistant's name.
Okay.
You probably shouldn't say Echo either.
No.
Because that's a trigger word.
Yeah, you can change it to be that.
Technically, you can't say computer either.
What if you go echo?
Well,
technically, you're not. You said to Amazon too.
Can you now?
You could. Amazon, Echo, the Madame name,
and computer.
Computer.
I thought there were only like three or four, not five.
That's four. I just named off four things.
I can map.
I said three or four, not five.
But he said four.
I already proved last week that...
Did you?
My math was great, remember? My famous last words last week?
No, I don't remember.
No. It was if I had 50 cents for every time I failed a math test, I'd have $3.65.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Me too, Bill. Yeah. Me too. That's why Anthony had to tutor me.
All right.
What's next?
Skyrim.
Oh, yeah. Oh, I was going to guess the console. 3DS.
Wait, no. Didn't you already say?
Switch.
I haven't said yet.
No, it's already out on Switch, huh?
Right here, though. If he keeps guessing without looking.
It's already on Switch, right?
Yes.
iOS?
No.
Android?
No.
Apple TV?
No.
Is it absurd?
Yes.
Kindle?
It's already been on tablets. Came out like years ago on tablets.
Think old school.
Yeah, think older school.
Game Boy Advance?
Older than that.
Classic.
NES?
More classic.
Atari?
2600, yes, no.
Commodore? 64?
That would be awesome, but no.
I'm at a loss.
Tabletop. Dice throwing.
Oh. You meant, okay.
Yeah.
Like old
D&D
school.
Style.
Yeah.
So are they just making a D&D version of Skyrim?
They're making an Elder Scrolls version of Skyrim.
Right. That's tabletop.
Yeah, tabletop.
That's cute.
There's a Fallout version, too.
Okay, I'm okay with this.
You're okay? See, look, there's even miniatures.
Aww.
You're going to be Dove King.
Oh, man.
It'll be available this Christmas.
Of course it will.
Yeah.
Are you going to buy that, Bill?
Well, I actually have bought it on about every version it's come out on.
Really?
Yeah.
Aww,
did you play the Madame A one?
A little bit. It's a lot of work.
It is a lot of work, but it's entertaining.
Like, how do you even do that?
You just say, let's play Skyrim or something like that, and then it tells you scenarios, and you decide.
Do you ever play,
it's like a choose-your-own-adventure kind of thing.
Yeah, you ever play
like
those
the Goosebump book or whatever?
Yeah, or the text-based on computer games.
But you just don't see anything?
You don't see. Well, in the text-based ones, you didn't either. You just saw the text, obviously.
Yeah.
But it explains what they look like.
And there are some times where it won't let you do, like, there's only one action, but if it chooses the other one, it kind of says something funny and makes you go the other way anyways. But.
Oh, so, like, you have to choose between two. You can't just be like,
mm-hmm.
Go north.
Yeah.
Well, you can, it usually goes like, oh, your exits are, like, north, south, east, and west, or...
Or you can go across this bridge or go into the cave that's right next to
it. Well, that's like the whole fun of like Skyrim that. Is just, like, trying to get up a mountain.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what that's the horse what is I for. Do.
Is there a limit of how many players at a time?
There's, well, honestly, it's a tabletop. That's as many players as the GM wants to deal with.
So probably like four or five, or maybe three.
I've had some pretty big RPG games.
Not to brag, 20? But it's been pretty big.
The 20? The GM was not happy with the amount of people there were.
20?
I'd say about 12.
Are you saying DM like Dungeon Master or GM yeah. like General Motors?
GM like
Game Master.
You say, oh, Game Master.
And there's DM as Dungeon Master.
Okay.
Like Dungeon Master is more tied to D&D.
Okay.
GM is just the general.
Game.
Yes.
Master.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Or Storyteller. S-T. Usually on some of those.
Okay.
Hey, look, Arm.
Best name of it. Call to Arms. Back on Arm.
Arm.
Dragon Boy.
Dragon Boy?
Dragon Boy.
What'd you say? Oh.
You Dragon Boy.
New character, Dragon Boy.
Dragon Boy. Triumphant.
Oh, golly.
It costs you £14.99.
What is that in US dollar?
I don't know.
$32.50?
I can't buy it now, though. Let's see. If I say buy now, I'm sure it will tell me in American dollars.
It's... Picked up, tell me a joke. That's not what I
mean.
Let's hear the joke.
Knock, knock.
I think the response was tell me about $14.99 or something like that. I don't know.
Apparently, it's also on the first only the first 1,000 orders will receive.
So is it, so that was pounds?
First week of June?
Was that pounds or euros?
August or June?
Pounds.
Then that would be 1893.
So the item is available. So Dragonborn, the miniature.
What'd you say? Who was close?
I was kidding. I said like 3295.
Okay.
But so only the first 1,000 orders shipping in the first week of June. The second and third waves in July and August.
I thought you said it came out on Christmas.
That was the other thing. This was August. The other, the whatever that thing was. The phone.
Actual
world
play
game. The phone came out on Christmas.
No, this one said Christmas too.
You were
saying, oh, it does say Christmas.
You are saying the phone in August, though.
What is
when you could first get the phone.
I don't know. The phone was August. It's when it comes out. We're just going through all these things that aren't even
all
existent.
The things. I swear. Just Dragon Boy here.
Yep. Yeah, there's dollars. It converted for me. $19.
Yeah.
That's not bad for a video, not a video game, board game.
I think this is just the miniature.
Yeah.
Just the
like just
collection?
The little collector item?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So
that's how much amiibos are.
Yeah, you can pay to get it earlier.
So how much is the game then?
Probably like 100. If they're pulling.
No, maybe it comes with it.
If they're following the D&D price model, it'll be at least 100 probably. Maybe not, maybe 50 for a starter set.
Could vary, and especially if they might have any books that might kind of go along the way that D&D is.
You don't have much on here to talk about, Bill.
I do what I want.
I know, I'm just
better
trying to see if there's any. All right.
So I think the miniature is early, and the game itself is December.
Okay.
Is it an amiibo?
No.
No.
It has nothing to do with Nintendo.
No.
Amiibo.
Yeah, amiibo.
The little figurines that you put on your Wii.
I got a cute little
or
like
Switch.
Yarn Yoshi one.
Aw.
Gives you extra things.
Yoshi.
Do those look like plastic figurines, or are they like metal cast kind of figurines?
32mm resin.
Neither.
Metal. Resin.
Neither.
Resin's usually metal. It's a cheap metal.
Hmm?
It's a combination metals. Yes.
Just agree.
You ever played with the resin figures?
No, can't say I have.
That sounds like a beginning of the book. Have you ever played with the resin figures?
What Dragon Boy has.
The Dragon Boy! Oh. You guys are nuts.
Yeah, I don't know what you're worried about. There's not a lot of stuff. We've only talked about two things and we're like 20 minutes in.
I was just looking to see if I wanted to talk about anything else before I left.
Well, let's see. You did throw on...
That deck talk thing?
Yeah, what is that?
We talked about it last time.
No.
Remember?
How
I almost like killed the recording that we had?
Yeah.
Because you had it focused on the Audacity and not the web browser.
All the noises.
When I was typing. Yeah, it was fun.
All right, fine.
Did you put it on the show notes for last time?
No.
Oh, okay. Well, we could, I guess, have a quick demo about it again.
Or you could talk about this one, too.
What's this one?
You put this on.
No, I didn't.
Yes, you did.
No, I didn't.
You guys are like a married couple.
I don't know anything about this article.
You don't know anything
Read it
about Spotify's new hardware that you totally put on the show notes?
Huh?
I have a history in our show notes.
All right, let's click on it. I don't know what this is about.
So this is the article you linked.
Oh, this thing.
And I linked to the actual Spotify page.
Okay, this is why I didn't know what it was.
Anthony needs pictures.
Apparently.
Yeah. I need visual. I don't remember anything about this, though. Oh.
The car thing,
yeah.
Anthony.
Spotify. The car thing.
Car thing.
I think this article was about Spotify worrying about then subscriber numbers, not really. I don't know. Like, I just know like that they were demoing a actual device for.
Because like people streaming. Are like letting other people use their login credentials and they're stealing.
No,
could be that, but
yeah, I mean it might have something to do with it. But
Spotify with voice assistant in your car.
I don't know if it's a voice assistant though.
It
I
does. It'll have a voice.
Like,
assistant.
Like, where do you insert that?
It does say voice controlled music.
Huh.
You don't have any.
Oh, I didn't mean to highlight that last part.
I didn't mean to read out loud.
Meh. We don't know what we're doing. We just do things, says Spotify.
Anyways.
Is that what they said?
Yeah.
Oh.
I think this would be like the Madam A car thing that they haven't released yet.
One of the many?
Yeah. So I think sort of like that, but specific to Spotify.
Why would you need that, though? Because if you have the app open on your phone, you can tell it to play whatever you need it to play.
Through your Bluetooth?
Yeah.
And you can use your phone's assistant?
I'm wondering if it isn't connected to your phone and has its own internet connection, I could see that being cool.
But the Echoes and the Googles for your car need the internet.
They do right now. My car has its own internet.
If you pay for it.
Yeah, if I pay for it. That's an absurd amount.
Yeah.
So it's not activated. But
yeah. So technically your car doesn't have
it
the internet.
It has the ability.
Okay, okay.
It has 4G LTE. And it can broadcast a Wi-Fi signal.
If you pay for it.
If I pay for it.
My car smells like McDonald's.
Mine probably smells like Chick-fil-A right now.
Mm.
So it says that it can do music and podcasts. So does that, like, do the other assistants, like in the cars?
Mm-hmm.
Do
so
they?
Well, I don't know about the car ones.
They use their software for those things. Spotify owns podcast companies.
But they also just host other podcasts, right?
Yes.
Like your podcast is on there?
Yes.
Nice.
So you can listen to our podcast in your car?
Yes, with on many, many devices.
Thing.
Well, once they right now it's in beta.
The car
slowly.
Thing or the voice thing or the home thing?
All the things.
All the things.
Doba thing.
No. Dragon boy.
Dragon boy.
Dragon thing.
Ruh-roh. This got dirty.
Whoops.
Okay.
So you're remembering this now?
Yeah, vaguely.
I'm going to put a link in the show notes anyways. So we're going to lose Anthony.
You are going to lose me.
Yes. Just for now.
Until next week.
Yes.
So sad.
So you get to go famous last words and we could do it in a half hour.
My famous last words are, there is no spoon. Goodbye, everyone.
Bye.
Until next
Bye.
Time.
Bye.
Bye. All right. So now we... I totally just realized we were jumping around so much. Let's do the Fitbit. Or actually pay. So New York subways and bus systems have finally come to wireless pay options. This article that you were talking about is just one minor step. Google is going to work very soon. Google Pay is going to work very soon in the subway system. Apple Pay is coming shortly thereafter. And Fitbit is no longer useless.
Anthony will have to work to his Apple Watch and his Fitbit at the same time.
Yeah. It's good. Fitbit Pay did not take off very well.
So I was in Salt Lake and you pay for like your parking and then there's like the little ticket and you put it in the slot or whatever and then my phone just like paid for it.
Yeah.
But I didn't even like approve it. It just like paid it.
So it kind of like scanned maybe
It was weird.
You're supposed to still like,
I know, you have to
touch
like click it.
Yeah.
It was a fun time.
Maybe you would like unlocked it.
Maybe I secretly clicked it. I don't know.
Maybe you have like an auto. It's like.
It's like just pay for everything.
Automatically send that money.
No.
Yeah, it was weird.
I've got some NFC tags you should tap.
Okay. So every kind of Fitbit?
No, there's only certain Fitbits that have Fitbit Pay built into them. And you have to pay a decent amount for them because even mine, I have the Versa. You have to pay the extra $50 to get the Versa with Fitbit or with Fitbit Pay.
It's odd.
Kind of makes sense because they have to program it to like have the option to be able to do that.
But if you really want it to take off, wouldn't you just like want to build it into everything so that people just start using it?
Yes.
You will, but you would start initially on certain ones and see if that works, and then kind of go from there on the newer models.
I'm like an all in or nothing
Oh, kind of I person. Did not realize Fitbit was already in Chicago and Vancouver and the rest of the world.
And Sydney in London.
The rest of the world has wireless pay.
Clearly, you've never been to Singapore.
Of course.
That's hilarious.
I guess you'd have to make the old models like wireless too and make sure that it could actually access that to be able to do it.
Or just
it,
connect
right?
it to your phone, like through Bluetooth. Could it do it that way?
That's one of the many ways that talks. Because it transfers through Bluetooth, through Wi-Fi. I feel like there's another one it has built in.
I just don't know why you would want to use your Fitbit if you had your phone and you could pay through your phone.
But then you don't have to carry your phone. You just have your Fitbit.
Who doesn't carry their phone?
If you go on a jog and you load up music to your Fitbit.
I put my phone in my bra on a jog.
But you can load music to your Fitbit. Okay. You can ignore the world and not have to answer any phone calls. Go on a jog and your headphones connect to your Fitbit.
Fitbit.
Oh, this is kind of cool with that article that we have. It says that New York is Fitbit's second U.S. city to receive transit payment support. Fitbit Pay was previously available on Chicago's CTA system and is currently offered in Vancouver, Sydney, London, Singapore, and Taiwan.
Yep. Anna's pregnancy brain is kicking in. We said that. It's okay. You're cute. She's cute too.
She's
it's
coming
fine.
For Anthony. Usually that's Anthony's job.
Got your back, Anthony.
Yep.
It's fine.
I didn't catch the second U.S. city, but
42 countries though.
Chicago. Yeah.
Well, I didn't catch the second city. That New York was the second city part, but it was in Chicago. But that's really cool. I really wish we would have more wireless pay. I don't like touching things. I just want the doors to like. I like this Maverick. That you can just walk in, the doors just open up, take your phone, tap. Like, you don't even have to. The only things you touch are the things you're going to, like,
I use
buy.
My shirt to touch stuff, like, to open doors. I'm serious. It's disgusting. People.
But then you have a just, then your shirt has the disgustingness on it.
I can wash my shirt.
But you can wash your
away.
Hands. Yeah, you'll throw it away.
I can't cut off my hand. Not again.
I like using my credit card to tap as you go, like, to pay for things, like going to Costco. And just tap my card and I don't have to, like swipe it
you
or
can tap your card
I didn't
yeah
know
yeah so
one.
Like
I just know insert and swipe
yeah
at least
and,
with my
and there's
card
tap. But there's more
yeah just kind of going up
push
to
it.
The cashier they're like oh no you don't even have to do that just put it there on the screen and then it's done
well if the technology is good enough that they have you can actually tap because it will read the bar or the scanner on the back.
So, like, couldn't someone have some sort of, like, fraudulent thing where they could just go up and tap people's wallets?
So, there's an entire technology built behind preventing people from doing these things. That's what the RFID blocking wallets are. If you provide a strong enough signal to anything with a strip on it, you can read it. The thing is, it's been proven that it can be done many, many times for the past, like, 20 years because the technology is stupid old. There's an entire technology built to prevent it, but nobody has claimed that their stuff has been stolen that way. Mm. But I think it would be difficult to find out. My idea is that the prevention came around before the theft
started.
Yeah, or at least really picked up. It's actually one of those things like, yay, the prevention is doing its job. That's why there's nobody claiming.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
I've gotten my credit card information stolen several times, and it's horrible.
So we don't show up at Target. That's also the other nice thing about having, like, Google. Target loses stuff, like, twice a year.
That's ridiculous.
I like shopping at Target. I actually shopped last week at Target.
And I was like, I was just there. I endorse them.
They lose, which is nice with, like, Google Pay, because they take Google and Apple Pay now. So you tap your phone with that, and it's Google and Apple are giving them the payment. Not through your credit card number. So if they lose or they, you know, whatever their information is lost or stolen.
Nothing hits you.
Yeah.
That makes sense, though, because I, like, when my information was stolen, I had dropped at Target. I haven't shopped at Target in forever.
See?
Sorry.
Oh, yeah, you're super quiet.
I don't want to eat the microphone.
Just arm,
Yuck.
Just talk into the mic.
I just don't want to touch it with my lips. Because I feel like I'm kissing Joey.
That's why it's a soft.
Just don't think about it.
Just kiss him. Well, that kind of goes into the smart wallet that we were talking about, because it has that RFID blocking technology.
So what makes it smart?
Well, you can track it through your phone. So it holds your credit cards, but it also keeps your personal information safe from hackers by using the RFID technology. And then, if you lose it, you can find it. And, to me, this is really cool. And it even says it in the article, but, eventually phones are going to take over having cards, for sure.
Oh, I'm, so close. I've actually started minimizing the amount that I carry.
Mm-hmm.
And it kind of feels weird because I've attached my wallet to my phone. So I actually...
Yeah,
I there's variousness of what goes in this thing, but it's basically the minimal cards. And the other thing stupid is one of my banks, I have to carry their card because they don't work with Apple or with Google Pay.
Oh.
Yeah, I'm like sad.
Just don't bank with them anymore.
Yeah, I'm thinking about it. I've thought about it many times. So you're able to track your wallet, and if you lose it?
It has a solar-powered tracker as soon as a credit card, so they can now ring their wallet or find it on a map if it's lost.
Nice.
I kind of wonder, on credit cards or anything that you carry around, I know if you have a strong enough magnet, it just kind of wipes your card.
The technology that's on the back of credit cards and a lot of those, that little bar strip, it is the same technology that is in tape. The old cassette tapes?
Mm-hmm.
That is the exact same technology. So, yes, a magnet can wipe it. Technically, the two cards next to each other, two stripes, can actually cause issues.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Nice.
It's not a guarantee. It can happen. It is...
It's been known
to
happen.
I'm not saying it's something major to worry about, but it is a possibility.
So
it's definitely small, though.
So with the protection on the smart wallet, with the RFID protection,
it's basically aluminum foil wrapped around your phone.
It's little hats on signs.
Yeah.
So is it more secure, kind of like a Faraday cage, where it wouldn't actually cause a problem, or would magnets or other things affect anything like that?
Obviously, the stronger the... Because the stronger the field, the more it can push through, but...
I mean, is Wile E. Coyote walking around with, these giant magnets killing people's cards? I don't know.
It's by Acme, so it doesn't work very well.
I just saw a video where a giant boulder fell on a road in Colorado. Did you guys see that?
No.
And they were they took after Wile E. Coyote, and they, blew up the boulder because it was, millions of pounds, and they couldn't get it out of the road.
You'll look this up.
It's pretty cool.
Hopefully, my keyboard's dried out. I decided to spill my water on it. That's the nice thing about having the plastic on it. It doesn't destroy
all the plastic.
That's underneath the keys.
I was wondering why there wasn't a whole string of...
Water. I don't know. There's probably holes in the bottom, actually. I don't know. I luckily, I have a small thing to catch it. So you said boulder. Where was this?
It was in Colorado, but it was a giant boulder. It fell in the middle of the road.
I'm thinking this isn't gonna work. I'm
gonna be like Boulder, Colorado. They're gonna be like, today's news, more pot.
I'm just this is. I'm trying. Maybe I put the word in there. Yeah. Hey, look.
There it is.
Does it say where it was
in Boulder, Colorado? No.
That'd be funny if it's a
Boulder
big
in Boulder.
Boulder. In Boulder.
You guys, I had to explain what a boulder was to my first grade teacher. She didn't know what it was.
It's a giant rock, for those who don't know.
She didn't believe me.
They go boulders, then they go, stones, and then...
Pebbles?
Pebbles are a lot smaller.
I thought we were going smaller.
Well, I think I think rocks are bigger than pebbles, though.
Yes.
And then sand, grains.
And then glitter.
Yes.
The herpes of the art world.
Ooh. Wherever Highway 145 is.
So the middle of nowhere.
Right next to that mountain. Because it had to come from somewhere.
It just appeared.
Yeah. Just came up out of the ground. I am here.
Dang, Wiley. At it again. Look at it. It's huge.
That would be so bad, just like driving right there, right when it's happening.
It probably would feel like an explosion.
12 miles north of Dolores.
That's a lot of debris there.
Look how huge it is!
Okay, that's quite impressive.
Yeah, it's huge.
There's
it's
a picture of a person next to it, and it's like massive.
They're
it's
like the size of like a pinky nail next to this thing.
Yeah, it's that person is tiny. It's like about 100 times that person.
It'll be in the show notes.
I am 88.5 million pounds. Like, this is a giant MFing boulder.
It carved an 8-foot trench as it went over the roadway.
Hopefully no one is underneath it.
Yeah.
Was this just a couple days ago?
I don't know. I saw it when I was running the other day. I mean, not the boulder. I was watching TV on the treadmill.
The article is from 2 days ago as of the recording. So what is that, like the Monday, 27th?
Yes. Yes.
That would suck for the holiday weekend. I'm like, I'm on my way home. Oh, no, there's a big rock in the way.
Oh, I thought you meant if it landed on you.
No, not that. Well, that would suck too.
She did. It's comical. Like, it just looks like someone's up in the mountains standing next to a giant mountain.
Yes.
That's awesome. I wonder who came across it and was like, wait, the GPS said to go this way.
Yeah. You mean this is...
Where'd the road go?
All right. Yeah.
Sorry, random tangent.
No, it's all right. It's fine. I don't even know what we were talking about. Let's move on.
Smart wallets.
Oh, yeah. Smart wallets.
Arms. Dragon boys.
Did you have more on Fitbit as well, Bill? Did you say that there was more happening with Fitbit?
No, the pay things. That's what the other pay
the
is.
The other
for.
Pay things.
It's right, Google and Apple and, you know, New York is finally accepting wireless pay. That's really all this. So, I had an update, though. Actually, a couple updates. One isn't in our notes. The other one I'm adding from last week. Is it last week we talked? You guys weren't here last week.
Sorry. Yeah, I wasn't here.
Sorry.
Were you here?
No.
When we talked about Minecraft Earth?
No.
Okay.
We can pretend like no one talked about it and we can talk about it again.
So there's a really cool thing. Another location-based game called Minecraft Earth.
What do you do in Minecraft Earth,
you
Bill?
You build Minecraft world in the real world with your telephone, with your cellular device.
Soon to be on Fitbit. Just kidding.
You gotta get those steps.
So, yeah. So, like, kind of like Pokemon-esque.
Yeah.
Travel the world, build stuff in your world. That's actually kind of cool. I wouldn't mind if my daughter played that.
I like Minecraft. This actually looks like building Legos.
So, you might care because we were thinking about it. Depending on how public
No!
There is the problem. What do people build in Minecraft? Giant phallic things.
Or, like, a pedophile could build something and, like, then your kid would want to walk to it.
Yeah.
They would, like, I mean, you know what I mean? And then it's, like, baby snatcher. Gosh.
So, if people build things, can other people actually see those things?
That's what we don't...
But if you're on the same server, though, right?
Yeah. If they build it all in the same server area, that's what... They don't really talk about it. They kind of make it seem like it's a giant world event. But... And
they didn't think this through.
I'm thinking they're not.
Or maybe you could just put parental settings on it so it's like they could only see what they made. Oh,
or,
that's kind of creepy.
Or there's certain things like, you know, certain accounts are banned. You know, certain people can't get accounts. Or I think Microsoft is stepping into it quite a bit. Though, unlike Google, like when Pokemon Go first came around, Google had their predecessor, Ingress, and they thought they could do it, but Google didn't have the servers for it. Microsoft, on the other hand, them and Amazon are like top servers of the internet. Microsoft and Amazon are the internet, basically.
It's nice.
So Microsoft will probably have zero lagging issues with this.
Yeah. That's so crazy.
But I tried signing up for it last week on the podcast, just 404 pages, death. I disliked it. Let me see if I do it right now. I'll probably do the same thing. It's cute. And you also get, if you sign up early, you get your little Minecraft
Free
Earth
dude.
But it wouldn't work. I went on my phone. Oh, now it's letting me in.
It's Anna. She's a luck charm.
I guess.
Not a luck charm, not a good luck charm.
Actually, Bill is pretty lucky with things.
Parking spots, definitely. So, you need a Microsoft account. It's only going to be on Android and iOS. But it's not going to be on the Microsoft phone.
Odd. Very odd.
Well, it barely exists, so.
No. Too soon.
I have a few versions. Myself.
That you're going to sign up for this?
No. I played Minecraft on a few different versions.
Oh, I see.
I think I want to check it out, though.
I recommend.
And it looks like, since it's on your phone, it's probably just kind of first-person view.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. It's going to be like the VR or AR in with Minecraft or with Pokemon. So
nice. Where do these people live that they're wearing these clothes in this advertisement? That's
Microsoft World.
They're stuck in there.
Yes.
It's awesome.
Do you want a pair of overalls like that girl?
I actually do want a pair of overalls, but not like that. I went into American Eagle yesterday, and I was like, I'm old. None of these clothes look nice to me. I'm like, so many midriffs are showing.
Midriffs. Was it the other one? Overalls are coming back, and unitards.
For men.
Yes.
I was surprised, like, a while ago when I was kind of shopping for clothes. I saw things that look like onesies. Just onesie tops, like, for women.
Did you ever run in the guys' section? Oh.
No, it was, like, the women's section, and it seemed like it was, like, four or five stores that I went into. I just started noticing all these onesie-type outfits or just t-shirts.
Yeah, I saw that too. It's so that you can get that tucked in shirt look without having to actually tuck your shirt in. But all I can think of is like, she's going to get a massive wedgie. And how do you pee? How? Exactly. It's like, sometimes it's a hurry thing, but whatever. I don't know. After you have kids, you just don't try to wear onesies anymore.
It's almost as bad as like women's pants still with no pockets. It's just.
I know, it's weird.
Aww.
Talk about the other podcast, too.
You did?
Yeah, I don't remember how. We've talked about it a few times.
These ones. Lucky Yours? Brand has real pockets.
But can they fit anything?
I can fit my phone in there.
Okay. You can fit your phone in there.
Yeah.
So you got to talk to the phone.
Sorry. That's why. Yeah, I think it's a... We were talking about this, and it's like a marketing ploy. They make women not have pockets, so they have to buy purses.
Yeah. I hate things in my pockets, actually, most of the part.
In your front pocket or back pocket?
Oh, I don't put anything in my back pocket. I never have.
Really?
Yeah, because actually, if you put things in your back pocket, it actually screws up your spine.
Oh.
Because you're, like, if you have a thick wallet, mm-hmm. you kind of sit all shifted.
Oh.
And over time, it actually, like, really messes with your spine.
Interesting.
Mm-hmm. So I was like.
So where do you carry your wallet and your phone if you don't put them in your pocket?
Well, I put them in the front pocket, but it's annoying still.
Oh. I just put everything.
I carry a man bag.
My Merce. Got my Merce.
It's where my iPad goes, which is smaller than my 20-inch laptop. It's too small.
That's awesome.
I need bigger laptops.
And smaller phones.
No. I like my real estate. Like a 6... That's actually, back on the other phone, that was literally the bad thing about it. It's only, what, like 5.1-inch or whatever it was?
Oh, yeah.
It was like 5.2. Like I have like a 6.
I remember like the iPhone 4.
The teeny tiny.
Like it fit my hand perfectly. And when I first like moved up, I can't remember which one it was. It was like the long skinny one. Mm-hmm. I literally had cramps in my thumb from like having to stretch.
See,
and now my thumb's pretty strong, not to brag.
But you have a pop socket too, so it doesn't.
That's true. But like they just keep getting bigger.
No, the pinky actually got strong. It's the anchor.
I don't...
With the pop socket, you don't need that. But before pop sockets, you need the pinky to anchor your phone.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. I upgraded to pop socket. Actually, I thought they were the stupidest thing for the longest time. And as soon as I put it on, I was like, this is my life now.
Yeah. I just remember when I upgraded my phone that I was like, oh my gosh, I have cancer because my hand hurts so bad. And I'm like, oh, what an idiot. It's because you're stretching your fingers.
So also with e-readers, do you ever thought about putting a pop socket on like a Kindle?
No.
Yeah, you could like hold
I've
the
never
candle.
Thought of that.
Yeah.
But
it's not too heavy. Get the good grip on it, especially where the Kindle's still, it's like a big wide.
I don't know. Kindles are still kind of big.
Yeah, that's where you put a pop socket on it, so you can hold it easily.
I have a pop socket on my makeup palette.
Is that helpful on there?
No. I don't know why I put it on there.
Like, I have an extra pop socket there.
Well, like, I didn't like them, and I wasn't going to put it on my phone, so I was like, well, put it on there, and I'm like, I literally have never used this thing. So, it was cute, though. It was a good idea.
I guess if there's a mirror on it, then, like, it might be helpful if you're just holding onto it to see yourself.
Yeah.
There's also, I guess, the other location-based game. I'm waiting to come out to the U.S.
Harry Potter.
Yes. So apparently a bunch of testers, beta testers, just received a secret email talking about it.
How do you even get signed up for that kind of thing?
So you go to your Play Store of choice, whether iOS or Android, and you look up Harry Potter Wizards Unite.
When is that coming out?
It depends on your country.
When is that coming out in the U.S.?
Last.
Yeah, that's what it feels like.
First it's in Singapore, then...
I think Switzerland was actually the first. I gotta look that up again. UK is getting it. Oh, really?
Because it's like Pokemon Go, right? And then you get to, like, battle.
It's another location-based game. You get to choose. So there are no teams.
Okay.
You don't compete against each other, but... There are
you don't compete against each other.
Yeah. There's okay. It's not like Harry, it's not like Pokemon where there are the teams or any location-based games which actually I think Jurassic Park and Ghostbusters don't have teams either.
Like, so just not like Pokemon Go.
Yeah, I'm like, actually, now I think about it, there's kind of like the others. You get to choose your house. You get to choose your battle style. So I was able to sideload the game. Because the best part, the most hilarious part is depending, because you swipe your finger across the screen.
It says just make a motion and you...
Yeah, to do your spells.
Okay.
So how good you are with your spells, well, your wand defines on how your spells will work.
Okay.
So your straw...
I'm excited. Your wand
is the more... stiff it is.
Uh-oh.
Yes, the more precise you have to be. And the more swishy it is, the less stiff, the more you can be forgiven. And there also, the length of your wand also matters. So you can have a long, stiff wand, or... Yes, I do it!
Oh, man. Hear that, ladies and gents. Size matters.
Yes. And so is the swishiness.
Oh, golly.
Or the stiffness.
The motion of the ocean. That's what we're talking about. So did you find out what house you're in, or do you just get to pick?
You get to pick.
That's lame.
I guess
the sorting house. What are you?
Hufflepuff.
Are you?
Yes.
Nice. Hufflepuff's good. They're loyal. They take care of their people.
Yes.
I'm Gryffindor, obviously, because I'm self-centered and been called arrogant so many times. What are you, Anna?
I haven't really chosen one.
Well, I mean, have you done the Pottermore stuff?
No.
Well, see, I haven't either, but just everything about their house is like, yes, that is me, that is me, that is me. I accept.
Okay, fine.
Do we do the Pottermore? What's the Pottermore thing?
I don't know. I got an email like years ago, and then you got your Patronus and everything, and I was a dolphin. I was kind of disappointed in that. I wanted a whale.
You wanted a whale?
Yeah.
Oh, there's an entire website.
You guys, it's amazing. And, like, you get stories and stuff before everybody else does.
You have to read?
What are you, like, not a geek? Geeks so, read.
I'm a different type.
I'm a different type of geek.
Yeah, I've been reading a lot more lately.
Do you read through to decide, like, what's closest to you? Or do
maybe I'm lying, but I felt like there was, like, 30 questions. Maybe that was for the Patronus.
You have to get a pass. What? Oh, you have to create an account or...
It's really cool, guys.
Okay. I'll fill it out. We'll put a link in the show notes.
And we'll figure out what you are.
And I had my famous last words, and I totally forgot them. We should probably wrap things up. So you guys go while I figure out my last words.
I guess my last words are Wingardium Leviosa.
That's what I was going to say. I'm not even kidding. I'm so upset right now.
I'm sorry. It's
not Leviosa. It's Leviosa. Oh, you ruined it. Actually, you're better. Okay, it's fine.
It's ruined.